The International Joint Commission formed the International Lake Champlain Richelieu River Plan of Study Work Group after record spring floods in 2011 did tens of millions of dollars in damage. A draft plan released this week offers three options for studies to be presented to the IJC. Workgroup U.S. Co-Secretary Stephanie Castle says the flooding was the worst ever seen, and strategies must be developed now due to future uncertainties.
The workgroup has come up with three options for flood mitigation between Lake Champlain and the Richelieu River. And what we want is to know how the public feels about each of these options. They vary in cost, they vary in time, and they vary in how detailed an analysis the public feels we need. We also want to know how the public feels about certain mitigation strategies, especially with respect to protecting the environment, protecting property, and how they feel about building structural solutions versus just doing a quantitative analysis. Some of the approaches are a little bit more hands-off. So we just want to know how the public feels about that.
The three study options vary in intensity and would cost between $5 and $14 million. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Program Manager and Workgroup U.S. Co-Chair Jennifer Tallhauser says data is needed to determine why the flooding occurred and how future events could be mitigated.
Study option A is the most basic of the study options. It does allow for us to answer some of the important questions, including evaluating the causes and the impacts of the floods in 2011. We take it a step further with study options B and C by collecting additional data that allows us to look at more complicated non-structural and structural flood mitigation measures.
Vermont fisheries biologist Bruce Chipman, the Vermont member on the work group, says the flooding was a unique event and the goal is to evaluate potential mitigation measures to lessen future flooding impacts.
It's very important, especially to the economy and the ecosystem of the lake and its shoreline wetlands in particular. There have been a number of different mitigation measures proposed, such as strengthening floodplain management plans, trying to keep people away from the floods rather than trying to keep floods away from people. On the other extreme are ideas to actually build a dam or control structure on the Richelieu River, which would regulate the natural water level cycles on Lake Champlain. The concerns are that it may not end up being unique in the long run with climate change happening to cause more extreme weather events. Experts believe that the risk for something like this happening again is probably greater than it had been in the past.
New York Congressman Democrat Bill Owens met with officials of the International Joint Commission shortly after the 2011 flooding, asking that they update flood plans for the basin. Owens is pleased that the drafts have been released for public review.
You saw homes that were flooded, streets that were flooded, infrastructure that was flooded. You know, if you recall, the water stayed high in Lake Champlain well into the fall, which affected the shoreline even further because you had more erosion, and that also has to be assessed. What was the impact of those kinds of high watermarks? And so what we put in process was the opportunity to get the IJC reengaged and to do the kinds of analysis to determine what the next step should be.
Congressman Owens says because these are considered international waterways, the regulation, implementation, and funding would be the responsibility of the U.S. and Canadian federal governments. A link to more information on the draft plan of study and upcoming public meetings is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.